Muller knew the maze quite well by this time. He understood its snares and its delusions, its pitfalls, its deadly traps. He had lived within it for 9 years. That was long enough to come to terms with the maze, if not with the situation that had driven him to take refuge within it. He still moved warily. 3 or 4 times already he had learned that his knowledge of the maze, although adequate and workable, was not wholly complete. At least once he had come right to the edge of destruction, pulling back only by some improbable bit of luck just before the unexpected fountaining of an energy flare sent a stream of raw power boiling across his path. Muller had charted that flare and 50 others. But as he moved through the city-sized labyrinth, he knew there was no guarantee that he would not meet an uncharted one. Overhead, the sky was darkening. The deep, rich green of late afternoon was giving way to the black of night. Muller paused for a moment in his hunting to look up at the pattern of the stars. Even that was becoming familiar now. He had chosen his own constellations on this desolate world, searching the heavens for arrangements of brightness that suited his peculiarly harsh and bitter taste. Now they appeared. The dagger, the back, the shaft, the ape, the toad. In the forehead of the ape flickered the small grubby star that Muller believed was the sun of Earth. He was not sure, because he had destroyed his chart tank after landing here somehow, though he felt that that minor fireball must be Sol. The same dim star formed the left eye of the toad. There were times when Muller told himself that Sol would not be visible in the sky of this world, 90 light-years from Earth, but at other times he was quite convinced. Beyond the toad lay the constellation that Muller had named Libra, the Scales. Of course, this set of scales was badly out of balance. 3 small moons glittered here. The air was thin but breathable. Muller had long ago ceased to notice that it had too much nitrogen, not enough oxygen. It was a little short on carbon dioxide, too, and one effect of that was that he hardly ever seemed to yawn. That did not trouble him. Gripping the butt of his gun tightly, he walked slowly through the alien city in search of his dinner. This, too, was part of a fixed routine. He had a 6-month supply of food stored in a radiation locker 0.5 kilometer away. But yet, each night he went hunting so that he could replace at once whatever he drew from his cache. It was a way of devouring the time. And he needed that cache, undepleted, against the day when the maze might cripple or paralyze him.